Hello, everyone. Today's passage comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'll read that for us. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, as some do, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter of recommendation, written on our hearts to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, who has made us sufficient to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory. Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all, because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more will what is permanent have glory. Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. But their minds were hardened, for to this day, when they read the Old Covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Amen. The main point that the Apostle Paul is trying to convey here in today's passage is this. We, who know and have received the gospel message, are now living in a totally different covenant and reality from the old. And this new covenant isn't one we earned for ourselves, but given freely to us through Jesus. Paul says in verse 5, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. The old covenant, the law that was given through Moses, was one that actually led to death because no one could actually fulfill it. We can read Paul describing this old covenant in different ways. In verse 6, he says, the letter, referring to the old covenant, the letter kills. Verse 7, he says, the ministry of death. Verse 9, the ministry of condemnation. On our own, we cannot keep the covenant of old. If we hold on to the old covenant, we die. The purpose of the old covenant was to show us, to show humanity, that we are incapable of saving ourselves. Just like looking into a mirror to see that we are dirty and in need of a cleaning. Paul then begins to talk about how much better the new covenant is. Let me just reread for us verses 7 to 11. Now, if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory. Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all, because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more will what is permanent have glory. This new covenant is better in every way. It must hold much more glory than the old covenant because it's that much better and also eternal. This new covenant is the hope we hold on to, one that removes the veil between us and God and gives us true freedom. And through it, we become transformed into the image of God from one degree to another. This passage may be a good reminder for us today to reevaluate ourselves and our outlook on life. Are we truly living in the reality of this new covenant? The old covenant was all about doing and following the written law, whereas the new covenant relies solely on Jesus, who has achieved this for us. When we read this on paper, it's so obvious that the new covenant is infinitely better. But why is it that we also so often live as if the old covenant is still our reality? When we succeed in doing something well for the Lord, do we puff up our chest and pat our own shoulders? When we fail to do something for the Lord, do we sulk and feel unworthy because we weren't able to prove ourselves? If either of these are true, maybe we live in the reality of the old covenant more often than we realize. Not to say that we shouldn't do good things for the Lord or that we encourage failure, but we must ask ourselves, on what or on whom is our assurance? Is it on myself or is it on Christ? Today, let's ask God to peel back the layers of our hearts to reveal what or whom we might be trusting in. If it's not Jesus, let's ask God to correct us and experience His grace so that we can fully trust in this new covenant that is infinitely better and eternal. God gave us His Spirit as an assurance, a seal of the new covenant. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Let's take a firm hold on the new covenant today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this new covenant You have given to us. To us, it is the free gift of God, but to You, it cost everything. So Lord, we don't want to do this amazing gift a disservice by reverting back to the old covenant that came to an end. But Lord, we want to take full possession of the new. Your glory is so brightly displayed through the new covenant. So God, we want to live in that reality. Fill us, Lord, with Your Spirit, which gives freedom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.